Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Brunge joins us for a paid political interview to discuss his candidacy for District 42 Nebraska State Senator. Commissioner Brunge, welcome into the studio.
Hey, Tristan, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic.
Had a great debate last night between you and your opponent on the ballot for District 42 Nebraska State Senator. I think we had great audience participation. I think the Telegraph reported we had about 100 people there, which I think is a great turnout. But most importantly, we had a great respectful debate between two gentlemen.
Yeah, and I thank my opponent for being willing to debate and discuss the issues and allow the voters a chance to see the differences that we do have. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, but yeah. I think that there are some stark differences. I want to thank you and George for moderating the event. I think it went really well. The sponsors of the event, thank you for allowing that the support and the resources to make sure that we were able to do it. And for everybody out there listening, we had about 100 people there in attendance, maybe a little bit shy of that. Mm-hmm. But I know that there were a lot of people tuning in on both the radio and as well as the live stream that was out there and got a lot of really positive feedback from people all over the district based on how last night went. So
good, I'm glad.
Very pleased with it.
And I will add, too, since you brought it up, that video live stream is going to be available. It's archived on our website, so folks can go back and watch that as they please. Is this a situation where you're going to go back and watch film like a day after game day kind of thing, too?
Oh, always.
Oh, good.
Always. Okay. You should always be seeking self-improvement, right?
Well, sure, sure.
And that's absolutely something that I'll be doing.
Go back and watch a little bit of the film.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah, I even know some mutual friends of ours were watching as soon as this morning. They were watching it back. So
yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, let's talk a little bit about your candidacy for District 42, Nebraska State Senator. We talked a little bit about your background, and obviously folks know you as the chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners. You're a North Platte native, Marine veteran. But what led to the decision to officially run for District 42, Nebraska State Senator?
Yeah, so like I said last night in the debate, I'd never anticipated taking this path. We moved back, my wife and I, we moved back home to raise our kids here in 2018. And we had been gone for, since 2003 when I went into serve in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And then wrapped up my degree in Omaha at Creighton. And when we got back, we realized that the home that we remembered growing up was starkly different than what we had in our memories, mm-hmm. so to speak. I don't know if it was naivety or what, just the fondness of innocence of youth. But when we got home, we realized there was a lack of opportunity over the past several decades. The town, the larger area, had kind of stagnated. We had businesses leaving left and right, population decreasing pretty steadily, and that had happened for over 40 years. You know, I think we had, back when I was in high school, the Walmart distribution center had come to North Platte, but nothing really else had happened since then. They had a huge opportunity to harness momentum from that facility and that development, and I think it was missed. And we've always been of the opinion that if we identify problems such as what was transpiring in our community, don't complain about it, but offer up a solution, or better yet, be part of the solution. My background being able to bring people together, my background as far as problem solving, my background as a fiduciary, finding good, meaningful solutions, led me to believe that I could make an impact in our community. And so I ran for the county board on a pro-economic growth platform, working to make government more efficient, to help foster an environment where people wanted to come in and invest in the community. And we've been able to get some really good things done in that regard. But my time on the board, I've beat my head up against a wall several times at what comes out of the legislature, the unfunded mandates, the control that body has over local communities.
Sure.
And so it was very frustrating. As Senator Groney was going into his final year, He was really looking at, well, what's the legacy going to be? Who's going to come in and fill this seat after me and keep things going? And so he reached out to me. I had a long conversation, my wife and I, with him and his wife, Barb, who's an absolute sweetheart. If anybody knows her, they can absolutely attest to that.
Barb is a great person.
And we talked for hours about the good, the bad, the ugly. I had several community leaders here locally encourage me to give it some thought, and several other state leaders. You know, actually, the very first person to tell me to give this some thought, I went down lobbying. The bill was in committee. It was LB 40, the Nebraska Rural Projects Act. Mm-hmm. And I had worked with Senator Groney on the legislation. We knew that it was in the Revenue Committee. I was working to organize testimony to go down and testify in support of the legislation because of how important that bill was for our community. And so I went down and was speaking with the individual senators, and I was in Senator Lenihan's office and just talking to her about everything. And she got done. She's like, "Chris, why are you not running for this seat? You would be perfect for it." I was like, never give it.
That's quite the compliment coming from Senator Lenihan.
And so she was the very first person to really encourage me to run for this. And her and I have a good relationship. We speak on a regular basis about a plethora of different issues and what can be done for the state.
And she's not somebody that you say no to easily either. I have a lot of respect for Senator Lenihan. She's great.
She's very persuasive.
We're blessed to have her in the Nebraska Unicameral.
Exactly. And, I look forward to learning from her in the last few years that she has in the legislature.
Yeah, I kind of wish we'd get rid of term limits for specific people. She would be one.
You know, the term limits are important, though.
They are in all reality, but
I think that, I wouldn't mind a three-term term limit. Mm-hmm. I understand the reason why term limits were put in place. But that first term, you're really getting your feet underneath of you. Mm-hmm. You're building relationships. You're learning the rules and the process and how to be effective.
The ins and outs.
Then you go right into trying to get reelected if that's your choice. And so you spend a good year, probably more, working on that. And then by the time you're in your second term, that's when you start taking on some positions where you can really be effective for your district.
Sure. You're in a senior position.
You're in a senior position, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Here's the door. extending that maybe to a three-term term limit may not be a bad thing, but at the end of the day, term limits are important.
And
I support them.
We do have a large number of senators that sit out and then run again for the office, come back. So
yep.
We do see a lot of that. And you brought up some very good points there, I feel, too, Commissioner Bruns. If elected, what do you envision the transition being with your opponent and our current state senator?
Yeah, I'm willing to work with anybody. I think that I have a lot of common ground with Senator Jacobson, my opponent. I know the staff that is in that office very well. I've worked with them on legislation. I've worked with them. I have regular communication with them, actually, even now. And good relationships, and so I'd keep that staff more than likely moving forward should the voters choose me to represent them. And that allows for an easy transition. Mm-hmm. The relationships that I have with current sitting state senators are immense. They're strong. I'm not worried in that regard as far as having to start from scratch and build friendships down there. I've been working to build a coalition with strong candidates that are running across the state. I've been doing that for months now. And so I know that when I get in there, I'll be able to be effective on day one, having strong allies and being able to get some good things done for District 42. And that's important. That's absolutely important for people to realize is I've been preparing for this position for, the candidacy has been, my race has been going for over 16 months now.
Oh, wow.
And
but in election time, that's like much longer.
Exactly. I'm ready for it to be done next week.
Yeah, folks, if you think that we as voters are ready for it to be done, just ask a candidate what
exactly.
they think.
Exactly. I've been working extremely hard to get out to all the communities to hear what's important to them. I've knocked on over 5,000 doors in the primary, over 8,000 doors in this general cycle. Just speaking with people on the doorsteps and hearing their concerns, hearing what's important to them, hearing getting what they want in a representative. And I truly believe that I'm the best choice for them. And we'll go down there, be able to be effective on day one, get good things done, and be a strong voice for the hardworking individuals in this district. And I'm just, I'm optimistic about the vision that I have and what we're going to be able to get accomplished for the larger region here in West Central Nebraska.
Chris, the district looks different than it ever has before with redistricting, and we addressed this a little bit last night, but I think it's always tough for our Western Nebraska senators to have this full-time job with the part-time benefits because of the drive time and the commitment that it takes with that. And it gets even more difficult now in District 42 because not only do you have that drive time out to Lincoln and the commitment that all of our Nebraska state senators do, but now it's not in the situation where it was when Senator Groney was in office with just being Lincoln County. This is a diverse area now, and there's some extra windshield miles in this district now.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's nothing new to me. I mean, in my professional career, I've had to be all over Western Nebraska on a regular basis. I know these communities. I've been in these communities speaking with people. And that's what it's going to take to be effective is being an active participant in all of the communities throughout the district on a regular basis. There are going to be some sacrifices, a huge time commitment. I'm blessed to work for an organization that wants to see me be successful down there. They're giving me the latitude and the flexibility to be able to do that. And at the end of the day, this is nothing compared to a deployment. And that's what my wife told me when we were kind of wrestling and praying about this. She said, Chris, you're going to do this. We've been through much worse.
Yeah.
When you're in session, you're going to be gone. You're going to miss some things. But you've been on multiple month deployments, 9 month deployments on a regular basis.
Overseas. This isn't in Nebraska,
exactly.
Let alone the country. So,
and you were successful there. You're going to be more than successful working for this district in the legislature. I'm more than confident knowing that I can do the job, that I have the ability to do the job. My skills, my leadership abilities, they're battle tested, and I'm wanting to go down there and do what needs to be done and do the heavy lifting. I'm not looking to be a show horse down there. I'm looking to be a workhorse down there and be effective for this district. And so I just hope the voters understand that and they see that. And in the conversations I've had with thousands of people across the entire district, Logan, McPherson, Thomas, Hooker counties. I've been down to Perkins County so often.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I'm throughout all of Lincoln County on a regular basis.
Sure.
That they understand that I will be a strong voice for them.
And I think, too, the analogy of a deployment is kind of accurate. You know, it's kind of a watered-down deployment for some of our Western Nebraska state senators because it is so much of a trip over to the other end of the state.
Yeah. The urban-rural divide is real. Yes, one could joke that you're going into enemy territory, but...
I mean, somewhat, yeah. As soon as you cross into the Tri-Cities almost, it's like, oh my. Yeah,
but no, I mean, it's Nebraska. We're all Nebraskans. We all have shared values, and I'm a firm believer that a high tide raises all ships, so I don't necessarily look at it in that I joke.
Yeah.
You know, it's tongue-in-cheek, but...
And we're blessed with some Eastern Nebraska state senators that are very much conservative leaders. I look at Speaker Mike Hilgers, and an individual that's going to be in the session, this coming session, Suzanne Geist, both of which are from Lincoln.
Yes, and I have great relationships with both of them. I speak with Senator Hilgers, hopefully soon to be Attorney General Hilgers, on a regular basis. I'm glad he's remained neutral in this race, much to... In spite of what other people may be saying, he's absolutely remaining neutral because I do have a good friendship and relationship with him. And he knows that if I win, he wants to see me be successful. And he's already offered to be there for me to learn from and lean on where need be. And so I'm looking forward to that. But yes, there are conservative senators across the state. There's going to be several more, I'm confident of, in this election that candidates that get elected that again, I have great relationships with, and that will absolutely be open and are already expressing willingness to work with me on important issues for my district, mm-hmm. And to get good things done for West Central Nebraska, for greater Nebraska.
And I might add as well, one thing that I forgot to address a little bit more too last night, Senator Jacobson did bring up some senators that would identify as Democrats that have been great for our district as well and have been great for the state as well. And, you know, a guy like Justin Wayne has you know, done wonders for helping with a bill like MicroTIF and done great things for us. And then without Senator Mike McDonald from Omaha,
oh yes,
we would be in a bit of a pickle locally.
You know, I spent a little bit of time with Senator McDonald a couple weeks ago in Omaha when I went down to visit some family, and we had a great conversation, and conversations continue. And he understands the fact that, you know, my heart is with the hardworking individuals of this district. That's where his heart is for his district. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of common ground that can be had there.
Sure.
And we can get a lot of really good legislation passed that benefits, you know, the people that are the backbone of this state. And so I'm confident that we're going to be able to work very well together. We have a great relationship already, and he's expressed willingness to help me out with some bills like my priority bill, the two-person train crew. That'll be my first priority bill that I want to see get passed in my time in the legislature.
And I think you mentioned last night you're already working on some legislation similar to that. If you're not elected, you plan to share some of that with Senator Jacobson if he's who the voters in 42 decide to go with?
Of course. I mean, again, I'm a team player. I want to see, I'm not doing this for personal gain. I'm not doing this for a personal agenda. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be beholden to special interests. I'm doing this because I want to see this community, West Central Nebraska, District 42, grow and thrive, and that people have strong representation in that legislative body, because our voice has been diminished over the years. And that's just the reality of the situation. And so no matter what the outcome is, I want to see success for our communities out here. And I will work with my opponent if that's, you know, what the voters choose. I hope it's not. I hope they choose me selfishly. But at the end of the day, it's what's best for this district. And so I'll work with whoever I can to find solutions for the problems that we're facing and work to advance the momentum that we have started here in District 42.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, we're just getting the tip of the iceberg and talking about your candidacy. You'll be joining us in the studio more this week, and obviously Election Day is quickly approaching, so if folks are going to be checking their ballot boxes early, as they can do so now at any point, really, mm-hmm. and they want to get in contact with you as an individual on the ballot, how can they do so?
Absolutely. So if they're looking for information, my website is a great source, chrisbruns.com, chrisbruns.com. I'm fairly active on social media. You can go on Facebook and search at Vote Bruns, and that'll bring you to Chris Bruns for Legislature page. And there's a lot of great information there. But I look forward to the conversation. That's ultimately where you're going to learn the most, is being able to ask me your questions. Hard questions. I don't shy away from that. I believe that in order to be effective, you have to be accessible. And so I give out my cell phone freely. That number is 308-660-6049. Please give me a call. Shoot me a text. If I don't answer right away, I have quite a few things over this next week. But leave me a message, please, because I will get back to you and I will make sure that you get the information that you're looking for, that I address all your questions. To make sure that you're informed and you can make a decision that hopefully, you know, bears out in my favor, but ultimately at the end of the day, that's best for District 42.
Commissioner Bruns, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio and look forward to continue this conversation in the coming days.
My pleasure, Tristan. Everybody out there, be blessed.
Have a great day, Commissioner Bruns. Appreciate the time.